Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,688 Main Street Homes of Sussex LLC seeks variances to reduce the rear yard and front yard setbacks. Section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is the woods at Arnell Creek, located off Fairway Drive. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is MR. The tax maps are District 334, Map 18, Parcel 957 through 988. It's all inclusive. Specifically, they're looking for a 5-foot variance for the rear for lots 1 through 20 and a 5-foot variance from the front for all lots. We received no letters in support, received 6 letters in opposition. And those letters are from Chris Israel, that he is an adjacent property owner and he would like to state his objection to the proposed request for a variance. Granting the variance would have a negative impact on this property and resale value. In addition, looking at the plans, it appears there's no justification for the need for this variance other than increasing the value of the lots to the developer. But my strongest opinion concerns the way in which the variance request was advertised. It's his understanding that the adjacent property homeowners association was not made aware of the request, even though they are supposed to be in communication concerning issues that would impact their members. That is his concern, and that he's requesting the board intercede with the developer to share this. They have concerns with lack of communication. The next letter is from John Stacey's. We live at 10 Clubhouse Drive in Old Landing Woods, adjacent to the new development, and object to the developer's request for a variance. There is an obvious direct quality of life adverse effect on our border, especially the homes next to the border. This has been exacerbated by the clear cutting. His recollection is the developer expressed at a previous hearing that the wooded lots were valued and trees and wooded buffers would be protected. Mismatched building and lot sizes create a crowded development next to ours and is not in keeping with the spacious lots and setbacks in our adjoining development and lowers the value in the development. And this is particularly important since the entrance to the development is through their community. And they state that the setbacks and buffer zones are intended to help with stormwater runoff and in this case into Arnell Creek. The new development is already not required to follow the rules that require new development to keep all of its stormwater within its development. Reduction of these setbacks sends more flooding into our community, which is already encroached in the wetlands, and they have issues with the clear cutting. The next letter email is from Edward McHale. They register their opposition to the variance. He lives at 13 Clubhouse Drive in Old Landing, which abuts the new development, and believes they will be directly impacted by this variance. They object for the following reasons. There is no developer hardship. No work has begun on sewers, homes, or roads. The setback ordinances are minimal for a responsible residential community, and County Ordinance 3, the setback ordinance are in place to prevent the creation of communities that are overdeveloped and overcrowded. And 4, the developer has attractive undeveloped with no impediments to creating lot sizes that were appropriate to the homes the developer desired to sell in accordance with the setbacks. We also received an email from Phyllis and Richard Vincentra. Apologize if I mispronounced the name. We strongly object to the change in the variance that the builders have proposed. It will lessen the value of the homes on Clubhouse Drive, and that their back of homes have already been made significantly smaller. We received an email from Terry and Daisy Hudson that they are residents of Old Landing since 1981 and lifelong residents of Rehoboth Beach. They oppose the application for the variance of the setbacks. They believe there have already been issues with the beautiful mature hardwood trees that have been taken out, and they think enough is enough and that they should abide by the laws of the land. And we also received an email from Hilton Phillips Page. The developer's proposal adversely affects our entire community for the following reasons. There is an obvious direct quality of life adverse effect on our border, and especially the homes next to the border. This would be exacerbated by clear cutting. And again, the developer apparently expressed at a previous hearing, and that would have been before the Planning Commission, most likely, that the wood lots were valued and trees and wooded buffers would be protected. There's mismatched building and lot size creates a crowded development next to ours and is not in keeping with the spacious lots and setbacks and adjoining developments and lowers the value again, especially since the entrance is through their community. The setbacks and buffers are intended to help with stormwater runoff, in this case Arnell Creek, and they believe that the development is not required to follow the new rules that are development that to keep all stormwater within its development. And then four, equally important, the abandonment of minimal residential setbacks for the developer sets an unwanted potential precedent. The developer of the remaining land abutting our community will seek a Me Too variance, and this will further exacerbate the adverse effects of the overdevelopment, crowding, and inadequate stormwater control that is already well documented for the proposed development. And those are the letters we received in opposition, and we did receive one mail return, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Ms. Cornwell, how many letters were there?
I believe there were six. Let me just...
Six.
Six. And we received six emails in opposition, too.
Okay.
So they're 12, all in that area?
12 in total? Six letters and six emails, or six?
Six emails all.
Pieces of correspondence.
Pieces of correspondence in opposition. Okay. So they were just all emails.
The first one mentioned something about a notice to the neighboring HOA.
The code requires that we send a letter to the property owners within 200 feet of the application, and that we did. And we also had to physically post the property, and the yellow sign was, which is what we use as a yellow sign, and it was physically posted on the property. And it was the closest one because there were multiple properties. We picked the closest property to the development, and that was posted in accordance with the code.
Okay. So from the staff standpoint, all notice was proper?
The notice was done correctly.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the statement that they weren't notified is not valid?
Their concern that the HOA was required to be notified was not valid because it's just the property owners within 200 feet and then physically posting the property.
Good. Take it the HOA doesn't own any property within 200 feet. That's showing up on the record.
They would have been notified if they did.
Okay. Thank you.
And are the one other question. Are those that are in opposition to this case, are they within that area, or where are they from? Do you have any idea?
Well, it sounds like some of them were in the area. I just could not tell you exactly which roads they are located on because I did not double check and verify if they were abutting or if they were in the development.
Well, they speak like they're in the area.
Oh, I believe they are within the subdivision that is adjacent to. I just can't say if they specifically abut all of them, the proposed new development.
Okay. Thank you. That should be great. Yeah.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Dombert, 506 Main Street, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 2087.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing the applicant, Main Street Homes of Sussex, LLC. David Dorbert is with Main Street Homes, and he was just sworn in and will be testifying. Just one correction, or perhaps just comment. We're not seeking a 5-foot rear yard setback and a 5-foot front yard setback. The way the application is filed, it's one or the other. In other words, we're seeking 5 feet of relief. It can either be the rear or the front.
Or the front, okay.
All right, but not both.
And Mr. Fuquay, that the front yard, or the rear yard was just for lots 1 through 20.
Right,
is that correct?
The front would be for all lots.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So in other words, if you got an adjustment for the rear yard, that would be fine with you?
I'm actually, as I'll explain, I'm actually going to lean toward the front setback is what I'm actually going to be requesting.
For all 32.
All right. Okay, the applicant is the owner and developer of a 32-lot subdivision called The Woods at Arnell Creek. It's a new development. Site work is currently underway, but no lots have been sold. So it's still all owned by the developer. As I stated, we're requesting a variance, and for reasons I will explain, either the 5-foot rear or 5-foot front yard variance would address the practical difficulties And as I said, I think I'm really going to be focusing on the front yard setback. A little bit of background on this. The original subdivision was actually approved by the county in 2008 for 35 lots. And it received a final site plan approval in May of 2008. So it was a fully approved subdivision that's granted by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. A copy of that original site plan is Exhibit A of the exhibit packet that I submitted. And if you look at Exhibit A, you'll see that the required rear yard setback of 10 feet is shown. And I'm going to focus, if I would, this is Exhibit A. None of these lots actually border any other subdivisions except right down here at the very bottom. Okay, that's where it actually borders the old landing development. So you can see there that this original approved subdivision actually had a 10-foot setback from the rear property line. So homes could be built 10 feet from the lots adjacent to them in the rear, at least on the lots I'm referring to. All that the developer at that time was required to do was actually to record that final site plan with the Recorder of Deeds office. And for reasons that I can best describe as unfortunate, the parties involved thought someone else was recording the subdivision plan, and the plan was never recorded. It's required to be recorded within 60 days of approval, and by the time it was figured out that it hadn't been recorded, that time had lapsed and the plan was in void. So that required the developer to refile for a subdivision, and normally that would not have been a major problem. It would have gone back in and basically gone through the same procedure that had occurred before. But the problem was that between the 2008 approval and when this was resubmitted in 2013 or 14, there had been a significant change to the subdivision regulations. And what that change was that a subdivision was required to have a 20-foot perimeter buffer around the edge of a subdivision. And that's a landscape perimeter buffer from any adjoining lands. The original subdivision, Exhibit A, did not have and was not required to have a 20-foot buffer, but the new subdivision was. So if you look at Exhibit B, this was the new or the refiled subdivision that was approved in 2014, and you can see that there is a 20-foot buffer highlighted in yellow around the perimeter of the subdivision. And you can see, if you compare that to Exhibit A, that buffer didn't exist on that original plan. So what happened on the refiling of the subdivision, in order to accommodate the buffer, revisions had to be made to that original site plan. And what resulted was three of the original lots were deleted, and most of the remaining lots were reduced in length in order to fit the buffer on the property, and extended in width in order to still meet the 10,000 square foot requirement for a lot. So if you picture these lots were longer, they were 120 feet, they were condensed this way and in turn widened. Mm-hmm. They remain the same required square footage. So the reduction in the length resulting from the buffer causes the applicants the problem, because with the reduced length, and imposing the 30-foot front yard setback and the 10-foot rear yard setback, the type of home that was planned to be built on these lots would not fit within the building envelope. An additional 5 feet is needed to fit this type of home, which, quite frankly, in this market, both locally and with retired people coming down, people are looking for a first floor bedroom suite for the master bedroom, bath, and closets and things of that nature, resulting in a somewhat larger footprint and larger home. As I said, the applicant was proposing in our application either a 5-foot rear yard setback for lots 1 through 20 or a 5-foot front yard setback for all 32 lots. The I had reviewed the emails that had been submitted, and I do have a couple comments about those. One is a good deal of the concerns raised in there were really things that would be raised in opposition to subdivision approval. They're not really relevant to a variance request. Obviously, compliance with the stormwater regulations and things of that nature we're required to do, and the regulations change is what they're referring to there to in the email. Things of that nature really are not relevant to this application. However, what is relevant is, as I said, at the very bottom there, this property does adjoin the old landing development, and I certainly understand that the people who particularly, the people have those lots right there had a woods behind them, and now they're going to have a development behind them, and I understand that they'd rather have a woods, and that's certainly understandable, as I said. The clearing of the land took those woods away. Unfortunately, when you do a development, that's part and parcel of what you're doing. You're clearing the land in order to do a development. There is a 20-foot buffer that is now required, as shown on the site plan in Exhibit B. That buffer right now is pretty scraggly looking because that's what was naturally there. However, that will be replanted, that will be re-landscaped, that will be a significant buffer there. That's not a promise from the developer. That is required by the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance in terms of how a buffer must be planted. So this buffer that will be there will at a minimum meet the county standard, which is required. The intent is to exceed the county standard. You kind of addressed the comment about the HOA never being notified, and again, that's really a county notification question as far as I know, and I don't think that HOAs have never been notified that I'm aware. It's property owners that basically are made aware. However, I would say that Mr. Dombert has spoken to the president of the association about this, so there has been communication from the developer. Mm-hmm. Now, as I said, the only adjoining lots affected by the rear yard variance are those four lots, or four or five lots that I pointed out there. Under the original plan, those lots could have had a house built within 10 feet of their property line. So with now, by having the 20-foot buffer plus a 10-foot setback, there's a 30-foot separation. So even with the 5-foot variance, it would be a 25-foot separation, which is 15 feet more than was on the original plan. However, as I said, I believe that the 5-foot front yard variance for all 32 lots is a better solution to the problem for a number of reasons. Number one, from the applicant's point of view, as I said, they need 5 feet in order to fit the type of home that they intend to construct on the property. So the front yard variance will solve their problem. The 25-foot front yard setback, it's not uncommon. It's located in many of the cluster subdivisions that are approved in the county and in many of the residential plan community developments. And a 25-foot setback for all the lots would create a uniformity of design and appearance in the development, so there wouldn't be different setbacks in the front. Every home would have a minimum 25-foot setback. The front yard setback has no impact on any adjacent lots because it's all internal. None of these lots have been sold, so anyone buying there would be buying with knowledge that there's a 25-foot setback, whereas the rear yard setback would affect the people in the adjacent community in the sense that these homes could be 5 feet closer to their property than would be required. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, we have no intention of negatively impacting those people if there is another solution that we can do, and that's why we think the front yard setback would be a better solution. And also, I did speak to Mr. Lank kind of confirmed with him that from a county zoning inspection point of view, we think it would be less confusing. Well, I think it would be less confusing to have a 25-foot front yard setback on all the lots rather than different setbacks on the rear for 20 of the lots, which would have a different standard within the subdivision. So in summary, this is a somewhat unique situation. The exceptional practical difficulty was due to the buffer becoming required that was not part of the original site plan as design. The proposed home that the developer intends to construct on these lots does not fit due to the reduced lot length that was the direct result of the inclusion of the buffer on the revised subdivision. The difficulty was created by the change in the subdivision regulations between the original subdivision and the revised subdivision. The 5-foot front yard setback would not impact or have any negative effect on any adjacent properties or lots or on anyone in our development since, again, as I said, the lots are not sold. And the 5-foot setback variance is the minimum that would be needed to address the developer situations. So for the reasons I've stated and the explanation I've given, we are requesting approval, as I said, of a 5-foot front yard variance for the 32 new lots in order to relieve the practical difficulties of the house design and the buffer. David, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes.
Okay. Gentlemen, that's everything I have to present other than any questions you may have.
All right, we'll see. Okay.
John, you, Mr. Hudson.
Do you have any questions at this time?
Yes, I have at least one.
Okay.
What's the typical size of the homes that are designed to be built there?
Let me refer to Mr. Dorbert for the size of the homes.
Sir, could you come up to the mic, please, so we could...
Just come up and identify yourself.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you. Typical size would be 2,800 square feet, but they could go up a good bit higher than that.
It's just two-story, or...?
Would be two. They'll be on crawl space and all with a first-floor master suite. And then additional bedrooms on the second floor, but up to three bedrooms on the first floor.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything? Mr. Becker.
Mr. Fuqua, what is the frontage on these lots? I can't see it from here. What is the typical lot? What is it?
90 plus.
90 by what?
90 plus.
Okay, 90 plus or minus. And what's the depth?
It looks like 174 on the plus or minus.
Yeah. Plus or minus on that, too?
Mm-hmm.
On the...
I can't see
that back line of Fairway Drive. And it looks like 79, 80 feet. On the Terramac Drive.
Do you know how much they took away from you, Mr. Fuqua? How much did they take away?
I said 174. That on Fairway, it looks like more like 125 for each lot.
For each lot now?
Mm-hmm.
On the Fairway side.
What are you looking at, Mr. Means?
For the width or the depth?
90 plus for the width and 120.
Okay, I was looking the other side because the other side looks like it's 75 feet wide and there's some longer. There's some,
yes,
deep, some differing sides.
Right on Terramac, yeah, 75 wide and
there's
and,
some 70
on the 80 deep 80.
On the south, okay, side of Fairway Drive. They look, okay, like they're
it
75.
Looks like they're actually the lots look like they're about 95 by 104. I think the 125 goes back to the open space.
Well, it does, yes.
So they really look like they're about 95 by 104.
Okay, so
and then there's others that are 75 by...
So 10,000 square feet.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah, they have, yeah, to meet the...
They have to meet the 10,000 square feet.
That, yeah,
I, yeah, as I said, in essence, what they were longer lots, yeah, and narrower lots before. With the buffers on the two sides, it pushed them so that they became shorter lots but wider lots.
I got them from 11,000 to 15. So they're definitely 10,000.
So they took away what about?
Well, to accommodate the buffers, as I said, there were three lots that had to be deleted.
Yeah.
So and then had to be redesigned in order to fit the rest of them.
I would say whatever that buffer is, what is it, 20?
It's 20.
Yeah. So that's what they took away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they still have to meet a setback in.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. The buffer, the buffer is not part of the lot. The buffer is a
part of
common area, right, that belongs to the community.
Right. But when they redid this whole thing, they had to put a buffer in there for you, right? 20 footer.
Mm-hmm. And they redone it.
Yeah. That revised subdivision, as I said, is an approved final subdivision.
Okay.
So this board to look at the front adjustment.
Yeah, and as I said, the rear variance would have an effect on people to the rear because a home could be 5 feet closer to their property. Mm-hmm. If we do a front yard variance, it doesn't impact anyone because the homes will still be the same distance as required from any adjacent property owners.
Okay.
No other questions.
Mr. Wharton? So by the first plan, you were closer to the development behind it by the first one?
The first plan only required a house to be 10 feet from the adjoining lots.
Right. And then while you're putting that buffer up, I mean, it's going to really help those people behind that.
Right. If we're granted a front yard variance, then those same lots will now be, a house would have to be 30 feet from those lots now. So it'll be considerably more than was required by the original subdivision.
They're giving up more.
Yeah. Yeah, so you guys are giving up more.
Well, I won't say we're giving it up. I'm saying we're required to do it.
Yeah, but you're giving the other people behind it a better shot.
There's certainly going to be a buffer, and it's not just space. I mean, it's going to be a landscaped, replanted buffer.
So one of those letters, that's what they were talking about, taking the trees out, that's what they were talking
about?
Well,
I think they were referring to the site improvements are going on. So if you go beyond the buffer, that land has been cleared for development.
That's what they're talking about.
And I think they're concerned about that. And I said, I understand that, but that is part of what happens when you do a development.
Okay, that's what they were talking about. Okay, no other question.
Mr. Mills?
These are multi-story homes?
Two-story.
So the 2,800 square feet is total and not just the footprint?
That's correct, total.
Thank you. No other questions?
Sure. Yeah, I've got a couple. Mr. Fuquay, I just want to be clear. The part that says parcel one open space, is that wetlands? Or is that...
Are you referring to A or B there?
B.
In the area where it says parcel
just to
one
save
open
time
space.
Oh, the large piece?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay. And... are those wetlands larger than when they were when they came up initially? Because they look to be a little bigger between the two plans.
There may have been a revision done to the delineation, but I really honestly can't tell you.
Okay. And the parcel to the north, to the Villages of Old Landing subdivision, private open space, there's no houses located there, correct?
That's correct. The I do have a...
If I can, just for reference, I won't submit this. This is... these are the homes here. That's that area you're talking about right there. I think that's wetlands also.
Okay.
That's not on our property, though. That's on the property of the adjacent development.
But that's just woods right now, is that right?
Right, but that development is developed. I think there's nothing there because I think that's wet.
Okay. All right. And then has your client explored other building options to perhaps fit a home within the current building footprint that they've got?
Well, I mean, it's possible to build another house there that would fit. However, it's not possible to build the type of house that had been intended to be placed here, and it is the type of house that right now the market in Sussex County is demanding. As I said, speaking as someone who is becoming more mature, the first four bedrooms start to become very attractive and basically are what's being demanded by retirees and also a lot of residents. So it's the type of product that is the important
which would
aspect.
Require a footprint of approximately 1,400
square
feet.
Well, with the first floor bedroom suite, it obviously makes the first floor bigger than a traditional house where all the bedrooms were upstairs.
Right. And you say it's three stories?
Two stories.
Two stories, the three bedrooms on the first floor.
I think there's some variation in design, but yes.
Right. Okay, any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, would you please keep your hands up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129,
14. Okay. Do we have a spokesman for the group?
We have several.
Okay, would ask you please come forward then to be sworn in. Again, those that wish.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard Morgan, 813 Clubhouse Drive, Wilbeth Beach, Delaware.
Thank you. You can wait right here. I'll swear everybody at the same time.
Patrice Reagan, 8 Clubhouse Drive, Wilbeth Beach, Delaware.
Thank you.
Kyle Reagan, 8 Clubhouse Drive, Wilbeth Beach, Delaware.
Good evening. Karen Oates, 11 Clubhouse Drive.
Okay. If you four of you can step up here. Do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And ask that you go one at a time. Please speak clearly into the microphone and identify yourselves by name so that we can make sure that you're properly recorded.
No.
If you have any exhibits, you need to submit those down to Ms. Cornwell at the end.
Oh, okay.
And I also recognize that there may be some comments that maybe you make, that some of the others, so that for purposes of being expeditious, if you can avoid anything that's repetitive, it's okay to say, I agree with so-and-so, but we do like to move these things along.
Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Richard Morgante. I'm the president of the Old Landing Woods Homeowners Association, the association that Mr. Fuqua referred to. I'm speaking on behalf of the Homeowners Association with the approval of the Board of Directors. I live at 13 Clubhouse Drive in the Old Landing Woods development. While our homeowners realize the right of Main Street Homes, the developer, to request a variance for the subdivision, our association is opposed to granting this variance, and we ask that the Board of Adjustment deny the request. Mm-hmm. Old Landing Woods is a quaint development. We're an old development established in 1974. We have 41 large lots, each with custom-built homes, and we're on two streets, Fairway Drive and Clubhouse Drive. Both of those have been mentioned by the applicant. Our subdivision will abut the new development. In fact, these homeowners, when they buy these 32 homes, will be driving through our development to get to their development. There is one way in, and that is through our development. So we have a vested interest in what happens with this subdivision. Six of our lots, as Mr. Fuqua said, directly back up to this new development. For this reason, this variance directly impacts our homeowners association and those six lots directly. As I said, our development was established in the 70s. The homes in the community have been built since that time. They were not cookie cutter houses. They're all individually built. The lots were sold and then all individually developed. So it's a very unique community. Our homeowners were attracted to the community because of this unique character, and we have very large lots, and many of the lots, all the lots, are wooded. Some are more deeply wooded than the others. Our homeowners believe that this variance will adversely impact our development. It will allow the homes in the woods at Arnell Creek to be built closer to our homes, which neighbor theirs. We believed from earlier hearings, and this is what some of the references were to, that there was going to be a wooded buffer between our development and theirs. There are mature trees, as there are on all of our properties. We understood, and obviously, misunderstood, there were mature trees there. We knew there was going to be a wooded buffer from previous hearings when the subdivision was approved, and I guess we made the assumption that those mature trees would be left there. As Mr. Fuqua mentioned, those have been clear cut, so all those trees have been taken down. They're going to plant, obviously, they're going to...
Sir, the buffer is irrelevant into this case.
Okay.
As far as what's in it.
Okay, thank you. I apologize for that. We already face the reality that we're going to have a development there, and obviously we have that. The lots there are going to be obviously mismatched to the lots in our development. Our minimum lots, the smallest lots, 100 by 125, those are the smaller lots within our development. And the disparity is going to be clearly visible, you know, as soon as you drive into our development, because right now when you drive in Fairway Drive, you can see where the woods were, and now it's completely cleared. So you're going to be viewing these new homes as you drive into our development.
Sir, can I just cut to the chase here? What they're looking for is a 5-foot. The buffer is there. It's been approved, the subdivision, right? So no matter what, whether we approve this or not, there are houses going to go there.
And we understand that. Keep that in mind, okay? I understand that.
Now, you have to convince this board that they shouldn't have a 5-foot front yard variance or the rear variance, okay? So you have to convince us not to grant that because of whatever you want, okay? And that will cut to the chase, and we don't, it's there. Your subdivision is there. It's been approved.
Okay.
And keeping in mind, and yes, what Mr. Rickards is suggesting, and you've mentioned that, you know, the adjacent properties, they're asking for a front variance, not a rear variance. So nothing's going to change as far as they're going to be 30 feet from the property line now instead of the original 10. They're going to have, you'll have a 20-foot buffer and then a 10-foot setback in the rear. They're only asking for the front, which is interior to the development.
Well, Mr. Mayor, they asked for the rear as an alternative.
Just to be clear.
Right, and what we're concerned about, if the rear setback is granted, that will put them 5 foot closer to our homes.
And we understand that, but we'll also address the front.
And that isn't concerned.
If you're opposed to a front setback.
Well, so we're opposed to a variance because we believe that nothing has been started in that development. It's been clear cut. No sewers have been dug. No streets have been paved. No utilities have been placed there yet. That variance, those setback requirements are the current requirements, and I understand the history as he just described it. But they have not built the first home there. They haven't sold the first home. They haven't even put a street in there. They haven't put a sewer in there. And I think you, perhaps, are one of you who raised the question. They've planned to put a house there, 2,800 square feet. But what's to keep them from replanning and putting and marketing a different home, a different size home, that fits within the setback requirements? They haven't started building yet. They haven't marketed those homes yet. They haven't put a street or anything in there yet. What's to stop the developer, Main Street Homes, from selecting a new home? That's what I would ask you.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
5-foot variance.
Front. Okay. Do you address those?
This front variance.
Please.
Tell me how it's going to affect you people. Let's say that we said,
right,
oh, well, we'll grant the front variance, but we're not going to grant them because you have a problem with that, right? Let's say the board says okay. Now, how is the 5-foot impact? How's that going to impact you, your neighborhood?
The front will not impact us.
That's all right.
What did you say?
Will not affect you?
No. Okay. The front will not affect us.
Will not affect you. Okay.
So then you're not opposed to a front variance?
Well, so our association, when we met, they are opposed to granting a variance. We are opposed, and I'm going on record and speaking for the association, mm-hmm, we are opposed to any variance because they haven't built the houses yet. Well, they haven't done it. But if we were to take one, you know, the front would be better for us.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what we're asking now.
Yes. If I may, we have a question. Are you aware of any variances that have been granted in your development?
No, I am not.
Okay. So you wouldn't know if the association was opposed or not, if there was one?
Right. Not since I've been there that I'm aware of one.
Okay.
One more question. Typically, what would you say the average size of the homes in your development is?
Well, the minimum square footage requirement is 2,200. That's the minimum for a two-story house within, you know, our development is 2,200. Most of them are bigger, you know, than, but that's the minimum you have to build is the 2,200.
So you say the average size home in your development is at least probably 2,800 square feet?
Probably.
Okay, same thing.
Oh, no.
Same thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sir, you want to just abort it? We'll give everybody
okay.
a chance.
Okay. I don't, you know, I'm, I guess I don't know the square footage. They can speak to the square footage.
Okay.
I know the minimum is the 2,200 for the two-story homes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, you've explained how the rear will impact, and you
explain the front. Have no
front,
problem.
So that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Patrice Reagan. My husband and I have lived at 8 Clubhouse Drive, Rehoboth Beach, in Old Landing Woods for the past 33 years. And our property backs up to lot 20 in the woods at Arnell Creek, which is asking for the variance. I'm not going to say anything that Rich said. I'm going to kind of cut right to it, okay?
Good.
If you would look at the 2008 site plan, which I believe you were given, it was page 7 of the application. I don't know. Exhibit A or something, but if you're looking at that 2008 plan and you're looking at where Clubhouse Drive is, on that plan there are four lots that back up to Clubhouse Drive. When the plan was revised, they added a fifth lot, so there's now 5 lots that back up to Clubhouse Drive. And lot 20, which is the one, again, as I said, is directly behind our property, looking at that actual plan, it's very misleading. Because with the silt fence in place now, that lot is roughly maybe 2/3 the size that it shows there. So there are 5 lots where there used to be 4. The developer will tell you that the plan went from 35 down to 32 lots, but they chose to increase density in the part of the property that backs up against Old Landing Woods. On that application, the criteria for special use exception, which I'm sure you know, item 1 states, such exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property. And this was marked on the application as not applicable. The pictures that I've been sharing with you are of lot 20 in the woods at Arnell Creek. The first was taken on December 23rd. It was a day after a front-end loader got stuck on that lot and had to be hauled out by a bulldozer. The second one was actually on January 1st of the same property, that lot 20. And I think you can see that the water is, there's just as much water there then as there was before. For at least the past 3 to 4 weeks, that lot has been underwater. In the foreground of the pictures, you've got the plastic fence that divides the buffer zone from the lot, and in the back is the silt fence that divides the lot from the wetlands directly behind it. The wetlands is another thing. Someone mentioned that the wetlands seem to have changed between the 2008 and 2014 plan. That area of wetlands has definitely changed. It was significantly larger on the 2008 plan, and what's actually been fenced off is very small. When they put the fifth lot there on, I guess they're calling it Terramac or whatever, the road that backs up to Clubhouse Drive. When they added the fifth lot, they had to extend the cul-de-sac back further to give that property access to that house. The other picture that you can see there is of the buffer zone and then looking towards lots 19, 18, 17, which are the other ones bordering Old Landing Woods. And again, there's significant water there. It doesn't look like that now because the bulldozers were pushing stuff around all day today. But one of our biggest concerns is the water and the drainage issues that we're going to have. The developer is planning on putting large houses on relatively small lots. Rich mentioned the 2,200 square foot minimum in our development. That's for a two-story home. The one-story homes in the development have a minimum square footage of, I believe, 1,600 to 1,800. So some of the homes are smaller. But they're talking about putting large homes on small lots. When the roads are in, when the homes are there, there's going to be considerably more impermeable surface. And where is the water going to go? Because there is no stormwater management plan. When I look at the water that's on the property directly behind me right now, when there's a house there, where's that water going to go? It's going to go into the buffer and into my yard. And the same thing will happen all along the Clubhouse Drive area. But if you look at either one of those site plans, most of this property is bordered by wetlands. And so the water's going to go into the wetlands, into Arnell Creek, and then into Rehoboth Bay. So I realize that that's not really a setback issue. But the big thing with the setback is they want to have a variance to the setback so they can build bigger houses.
Well, we heard testimony that the footprint of the homes, 1,400 square feet, will be less than any ranch home that you have of 16 plus.
Right.
And the lots are significantly smaller. I mean, the lots in Old Landing Woods, for the most part, have about 125 to 130 feet of frontage, and about 100, I believe ours is 135 by 125, so it's a much larger lot.
Well, these lots are there.
Okay? I know they are.
That's where I'm having a problem with the opposition. The lots are there.
There, now.
Now, all they want to do is, what they want to do is to say, I want to put this house here, but I want to make it, you know, the type of house is going mm-hmm. to cost me 5 feet, of, you know, if I want to put it there. The lot's there, but they want to encroach. In other words, instead of the 30 feet, they want to go 25 feet to the front. Now, how is that? If you tell me how that's going to affect your flood problems, your water, your...
Everything else.
I want to help you, but
I just think the fact that they're putting a large house on a relatively small lot is going to create water problems. As you drive in Fairway Drive...
Now. Do you have it now?
Do you have a house there now?
Do I have a house?
Yeah.
No, is there a house behind me now? No.
So then,
there's a mud pit.
A what?
That's all mud right behind me.
Okay.
As you drive in Fairway Drive, our houses are only on the right side of the road, and there isn't a single house there with a 30-foot front setback. They're all at least 40 feet back. Mm-hmm. Partly because when many of us built our houses, there was no county sewer yet. So we had the houses set back further so that we could have the drain field and everything else. So our houses are set back further, and then you're going to continue up the road and everything's going to crowd right in. It's just a concern.
Okay.
All right, one more
question. Sure.
Let's consider this. Let's say that there's a development there.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the back of Old Landing, and would you prefer, as a homeowner in Old Landing, to have a 2,800 foot square footage house on the lots that is being proposed with a 5 foot setback variance, versus a smaller home, and on the lots as they are with no variance, which would you propose would have the largest effect on your property values?
On my property value, I don't think either one is going to positively impact my property value. With the number of brand new homes coming up in Sussex County, as you well know, those of us with older homes are at a distinct disadvantage if we wanted to sell, because somebody's going to be able to get a new one. In the case of the houses there, they won't have to rake leaves because there's no trees that are going to drop any leaves.
So you wouldn't commit that either one or the other would have a larger impact on yours?
I don't think either one would make a difference in terms of ours. No, I don't.
All right. And Andrew, yeah. Okay. Any further questions? Thank you, ma'am.
My name is Lyle Riggin. I live at 8 Clubhouse Drive. I just have a question to the builder. The 2,800 square foot house, is that heated?
Sir, you want to address the board, please, and then we'll ask him.
Okay.
That then, okay?
Is the 2,800 square feet heated?
Okay. Good. We'll ask him when you get. You ask all us questions. We'll ask him.
Then, are there attached garage that are not considered in the 2,800 square feet? Are there hardscape decks, patio areas, sidewalks, driveways that are not considered in the 2,800 square feet? You ask how the 5 foot front setback is going to affect. I go back to the water issues that is going to go into the surrounding communities. and into Arnell Creek. Because Arnell Creek already receives, well, the villages of Arnell Creek have storm water management ponds built into their development, as well as Old Landing, the villages of Old Landing, Sawgrass, all the surrounding communities. This community does not have ponds, drainage ponds for water overflow. So that water is going to affect. If you're taking away 5 feet of permeable surface, yes, the front, taking away 5 feet front setback will directly affect us. It will affect the permeable surface.
And where do you get your expertise? Are you a homeowner? You
I've been a builder. I know the area. I've lived there for 30 years. I've walked back in that woods. I've hunted in that woods. I know every bit of marshland
that,
there.
That land is there whether it's used or not. It's 5 feet
there. Yes, I know that. Okay. Land, that land will not be used. That land will have a roof and a shelter over the 5 feet of the setbacks. If you're letting them encroach that extra 5 feet, then there will be structure there.
Right.
There will not be a permeable surface there.
Ms. Cornwall.
There will be structure on the front setbacks that you potentially may allow.
Is there any restriction as far as a permeable surface on the whole property, for example, concrete or decking?
The county does not have impervious surface coverage.
Okay.
There might be something part of the their Sussex Conservation District, but I think that gets into larger lots. And stormwater management, again, is also part of Sussex Conservation District.
But so do you understand my point?
You do not have a plan that defines permeable as far as building or permeable open space.
In most of Sussex County, you could concrete your whole yard.
Right, if you want.
Right. I've also looked at every development that I've seen in the last 10 years, and they also have ways to capture stormwater runoff that it doesn't affect surrounding communities. I'm questioning this development not having those.
Are you certain that it's not designed for the runoff to go into the wetlands?
As far as I've talked to the people at DENREC, they have no delineation plan.
Okay. They normally, when the commission approves something like, you know, the development they have, they go through.
I've been in touch with DENREC. I can give you gentlemen the name of my contact if you wish.
The county's commission they research all this before they approve the subdivision.
Oh, okay.
You know that,
but
right?
I've also done some research and through DENREC, and they have no paperwork. Maybe paperwork can be provided.
We don't have an idea.
Okay, you're just here for the variance.
It's a variance. Okay.
Okay.
You should have.
I was only trying to.
I have been in touch with DENREC, and they said we have no application. Okay. They say it could possibly be through Army Corps of Engineers, and they say we are searching now. I talked with the.
Okay, so just to put it in this. So we all understand it. You object of the front yard setback because the water?
Because if you allow a smaller front yard setback, they are going to maximize even more on a potential house. In my viewpoint, I know the development's been approved. They can devise a house. They are pushing the blame, or not the blame, but a lot of the risk. They're pushing a lot of the risk on us.
Us being.
I have 60-foot trees in my backyard. All right. If you allow them to be that much closer, 5 foot to my backyard.
We're not talking about.
I'm not talking backyard. I'm not talking backyard, sir.
I know. If you allow them to build 5 foot closer to my backyard.
We're not going backyard.
Mr. Chairman, one of the
you've all
it is an
they've said one or the other, And,
I'm sorry, I beg
and they're thing. Applying for both, is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct, okay.
They're applying for one or the other.
One or the other.
But I guess what we're saying as a board, and I think I can speak for all of us, is we understand your concern of them wanting to build closer to you. So mm-hmm. So understanding that concern, now we'd like to hear you primarily okay. Address such a front
as for,
yard.
Such as
let
for,
me, I let you finish. Let me finish.
Okay, I'm close to them, okay. Real close.
So
such as
I said, let me finish.
Please. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you.
So we'd like to hear your concerns addressed to a front yard variance,
okay.
Not the backyard. Right.
Okay,
that's what I was trying to get you to do, sir, if you would give
my specific concern that affects me the most is lot 20. On their front yard, it is delineated as a wetland, and they've since, upon the delineation, they've come in and put their silt fence even smaller than the delineation wetland, so you're allowing them to go that closer to the wetland?
Or not?
If it's approved on the front yard, on the front setbacks. Didn't and you also look at the road frontage on that lot 20. It's what, maybe 20, 30 feet? Just some questions.
Sorry, I got a question. Your drainage, it all goes to the creek? You have no ponds? No,
my drainage, my house drains, I probably have 30 foot. I have a front yard that had a septic field in it before, so I'm probably have between the road and the front of my house 60 feet, and I probably have close to 40 feet on my left side. I got 20 feet on my right side, and I got probably 30 feet on my rear setback. So my lot is.
But where does it drain to?
My lot drains within my. Within my yard, none of my water goes.
How about the other houses? I mean, water's got to go somewhere. I mean, how about on the road?
We have a wooded lot that, as far as I know, the water is absorbed into our specific lots. Our lots are sizable enough to absorb our watershed.
And what's on the road? It just
the road curves up and is higher than our lots.
Okay.
And there are. There is an adjoining golf course that filters some of the water from Fairway Drive, goes in, there's collection ponds, and it eventually, if it's not absorbed into the ground, will go into Arnell Creek.
Into the creek. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions?
Last question, sir.
Question.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you again. I'm going to try and get there again.
Okay.
5 foot. You're going to oppose the 5 foot front
yes,
yard
sir.
Setback because
yes.
That 5 feet has an impact on drainage. Did I put that right?
That 5 foot does have an impact on drainage.
Okay. Thank you.
On the front as well as the rear.
Okay.
More specifically, my impact towards the rear, but if you look at
the front?
This particular case, on some of these lots,
okay.
The 5 foot is 5 foot closer to the wetlands.
I don't want to go any further now. I
okay.
Wanted you just to make
right.
That statement so we have something for the, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, please.
Good evening.
Good evening,
ma'am. And thank you for the opportunity.
You're
short
welcome.
And sweet.
Thank you, ma'am.
This development and this request compromises the... I'm Karen Oates. I'm on 11 Clubhouse Drive in Rehoboth. This development is 42 years old. There's a compromise to the integrity of our 2,200 to 2,500 foot homes. This is different. And I heard the developer say 2,800 as a minimum. So I'm concerned about that. It's a hardship not only to the developer, which he mentioned in his application, but as you heard tonight, it's a hardship to the neighbors who are here tonight. I'm not on Fairway Drive, which is directly impacted, but I believe, Mr. Sharp, you said something earlier. why can't we have smaller homes? Not address 5 foot front or back. If we have to go somewhere, go. I'm very sorry to the for the developer that the plans got lost or whatever. We know that there's development happening all around us. We accept that. But why can't we have smaller homes, as Mr. Sharp suggested earlier? Thank you.
Ma'am, this is my question I asked you.
Yes.
If you went to smaller homes, what are you going to do with the water?
Well, what are we going to do with the water now? So now give me bigger homes with three bedrooms with retirees on the first floor.
Well, he just turned around. The other gentleman, I'm sorry, I forget his name.
Lyle.
Mr. Lyle said that, if we shorten that thing up, the whole lot, and you want smaller yet, that, you know, there's going to be more, you were saying there's going to be more.
If we have to go somewhere. We've come before you before and the planning committee. We are homeowners. We've paid taxes for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
We need some help and some relief from developers and their representatives. And we need something that's built for the integrity of our community, which is not these very large homes that are being built. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Sharp.
I have a question for Mr. Fuqua.
Mr. Fuqua, would you please come up?
I just want to be clear because Mr. Riggin brought it up and it got me looking at the plan, Exhibit B that you have. I'm looking at specifically Lot 20 just because it's kind of it looks like the wetlands kind of unusually wrap around the two sides of that property. And I was curious about the request that your clients asked for is for a variance of 5 feet from the front yard, and it looks to me like that lot, and it looks rather unusual, has a, I would presume, and Ms. Cornwell, correct me if I'm wrong, that the front yard there would be off of Tarmac Drive. It appears to be pretty narrow, and it's at a number I can't read. How much benefit is there going to be to a front yard variance on that lot specifically? I'm just asking that because from here it looks like it's a very narrow front yard.
Well, the application was filed as a rear yard variance for lot 1 through 20. They were the ones that needed the variance. The alternative was a 5 foot front yard variance for all the lots just to maintain a uniformity of appearance. So on that particular lot, it may not have any practical impact. But in other words, it was just trying to maintain a uniformity, that's all.
Okay.
It was really the lots on the outside perimeter of the property that really were affected.
Okay. Well, then I guess, in looking at that other way, and I just, the pictures that we've gotten, I don't know if you care to see them, but they do show, and I realize we had some rain around the holidays, they do show some, appears to be some flooding in that area, and I'm just curious as to the wetlands that encroach there. Is that, do you foresee that as an issue if the home's built closer there from a drainage perspective?
With all due respect, I really think this is getting way beyond the Board of Adjustment's jurisdiction, but to answer your question, we cannot encroach in the wetlands. We cannot encroach within a buffer to the wetlands. It's required. We can't do it. The county would come out and stop it. The Army Corps of Engineers would come down and stop it. I mean, it can't be done. I mean, it's against the law to do it. So is it wet out there? Yeah, they went in and cleared it, and it's puddling. Of course it is. It hasn't been developed yet. And that really gets to the bigger question is, total misstatement that there's no stormwater management for this property. There is none now because it's being developed. But every subdivision, and Janelle can confirm this, to get final site plan approval, you have to have your plans approved by Sussex Soil Conservation. It has to meet the state law requirements. This subdivision was approved under what is the current regulations. All right, the regulations were changed about a year ago. The state was sued over that, and the Superior Court overturned those regulations. And right now, they're in a stay trying to enact new regulations. But regardless of the new regulations, this was actually approved under the previous regulations, which is what everything up to now in Sussex County has been approved under. So This will have stormwater management. This water has got to be captured. It has to be basically treated and then released. In this case, there's no problem with quantity because it can be released right into the bay, into the creek in the bay. But it's basically sediments removed from it before that happens. You know, in older developments, like the development next to us, they didn't have stormwater requirements then, so there is no stormwater management there. But this will have stormwater management. It could not have been approved
without
it from soil conservation. So, yeah, these pictures are wet. It's because it's a site being developed, that's all.
So you're suggesting that if it had grass, it wouldn't appear that same way?
Well, again, it was cleared and it's just level right now. There's no contour to it. It'll be developed with slopes into swale areas where the storm water will go. And quite frankly, whether the
envelope?
The building envelope, whether it's 5 feet bigger or shorter, that's not going to affect this. You know, the water doesn't drain right into the ground where it hits. It runs off. And as far as all the water going into a lot, if you have the 10-year storm or a 5-year storm, that water runs off. It doesn't all go into the lot. But my point is, this does have stormwater management.
And the proposed variances won't affect that plan?
The proposed variance won't affect that at all.
That's what I wanted to get to. Will the 5 feet affect anything?
No, it'll be the same stormwater management system as approved by by the state.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
That's it. Okay. And hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,688 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,688 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,688 is taken under advisement. What that means, it may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you, John.
View deliberations on the internet.
And or you can view the deliberations on the internet later on. Okay. Thank you. Next case.